Hey everyone, it's your host of See Jurassic Right, Stephen Ray Morris here, just dropping in to say I hope you've been enjoying all the new episodes in 2023 and 2024 so far. There are new interviews with filmmakers, musicians, scientists, the screenwriter of Land Before Time, audio essays about the rich history of the Jurassic Park and Jurassic World franchise, and all the news about the upcoming animated show Jurassic World Chaos Theory, and the as-of-yet-untitled Jurassic World sequel coming next summer. I really need your help supporting the show right now, and you can do that by leaving a tip and or giving a monthly follow on Patreon, patreon.com/seejurassicright. There are $1 and $5 tiers, but more is coming. Sharing the show, giving 5-star reviews in Apple Podcasts, and liking and commenting on social, at Stephen Ray Morris on Instagram and Twitter, goes a long way to help boosting the show's visibility again online in this new era. I'm an independent podcaster, and your support is so important and means the world to me in keeping this podcast running. Link to the Patreon is in the show notes. Hold on to your butts. Thank you, and now on to the show.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey everyone, Stephen Ray Morris here, and welcome to See Jurassic Right. Happy Jurassic June! Happy Pride Month! Oh my god, we're here, right now, we're doing it. I'm just very excited because I've been feeling really good lately, and I feel like I'm catching up with a lot of stuff, and we're putting out episodes again, and that just feels really good. And I've got some plans for Jurassic June that I'm really excited to share closer to the end of this episode. And this is going to be very long. Also, it's not being recorded in the car. That was really fun. Let me know again if you liked it. I didn't really hear from anybody either way, but I guess that means you liked it. But this week, I'm just recording it here at home in the studio because it's a little more convenient. But yeah, Jurassic June, I am super excited for everything going on. I hope you've been doing stuff. I've seen people rewatching Camp Cretaceous, rewatching, you know, Jurassic Park, obviously, Jurassic World. And everyone's just been having a bunch of fun on Twitter, especially posting. Like, I've been asking a bunch of questions and stuff, which, again, ties into some stuff that I'm working on. Really, the only story I'm going to talk about this episode, which is a Hollywood Reporter interview by Aaron Couch with Colin Trevorrow. And like I said last time, essentially, whenever Camp Cretaceous comes out, whenever a new season drops, Colin Trevorrow does a bunch of interviews and talks about how Camp Cretaceous relates to the larger Jurassic universe, the films, and kind of just how it all ties together. And this article is really no different, but there's like a lot going on right now, obviously, because it's Jurassic June. We're nearing the time when Dominion was supposed to come out, but obviously it's coming out June 11th next year. So there's a lot of things bubbling and brewing. So let's just get into it. I'm going to just jump ahead to the Dominion trailer thing, because that, I think, is the most important thing. Again, like I said, Jurassic World Dominion was supposed to drop this June, which is insane. And normally when a Jurassic World film comes out, there's a particular cycle. Usually we get the first trailer, October, November, early December, kind of around that time. And then we get another like full length trailer. The first one's a teaser. Then we get like a full length trailer for the Super Bowl. And then obviously things ramp up to its release in June. All the movie cycles for things are all over the place. You know, Black Widows, we've seen trailers for Black Widow since 2019, and now we're finally going to see it in July. So yeah, things aren't going to be following the normal path. And so basically, Colin says, basically what it boils down to in this article at the very end is that we're going to see something sooner than you think. And also this idea that they are trying to get people back in the theaters. And obviously what a lot of people are surmising, although nothing is confirmed, nothing, like if you're seeing out there, like, you know, Jurassic World Dominion trailer is going to play in front of Fast and Furious 9. Like, I don't believe any of that stuff is confirmed, but it makes sense. Fast and Furious is the other big franchise for Universal. I mean, we don't have a new Minions movie coming out, so they couldn't put it in front of there. But so it makes sense. Basically, I think what people are like, what it's getting down to, and like Colin and Frank Marshall, you know, are all like, pay attention. And obviously it makes sense. It's June, but that we'll be getting a Dominion trailer in front of Fast 9 only in theaters. And again, nothing confirmed. That's all just, if people are saying it's confirmed, don't believe them. It's just, I mean, it's just a cool idea. And I haven't been back to the theaters yet, but I really want to. And I think that would be a good, you know, it reminds me so much of when The Phantom Menace was coming out. And I think it was Wing Commander, I believe, or something like that, where people would go to the theater, you know, pay for Wing Commander and then just go see The Phantom Menace trailer. Because at the time, unless you had like, I mean, I guess you maybe could watch the trailer like in like a really low resolution, like 240 by 140 or something like that. But yeah, I love that idea. Again, if you're fully vaccinated, feeling safe, get out there. I think it probably will only be for like opening weekend or something, or maybe the first day. I can't imagine they would hold on to it for longer than opening weekend, but who knows? We'll see if that's even the case. You know, people have been, I think that just makes the most sense. So I understand why people are gravitating towards that. But and then Fast 9 comes out June 25th, I believe. Yes, Fast 9 comes out June 25th. So it makes, so, I mean, that's right at the very end of June. So that's a little like, but like, but who knows? Maybe they'll drop it sooner. We don't know. But we don't know. We don't quite know anything yet, but who knows? Maybe we'll be getting a confirmation in the coming days. But yeah, it's, we're getting back into the salad days, the fern days of like when anything could drop at any time. And it's just super exciting. It's exciting that it's kind of coinciding with June, obviously. It's just really cool. So some other things in the article, Colin Trevorrow talks about Camp Cretaceous Season 3 and talking about those decisions to lock in the timeline, stuff like that. And, you know, how much this really is going to feel connected to the rest of the Jurassic, you know, the rest of the Jurassic world. I thought it was very interesting, though, in regards to like, where is Bumpy and that sort of thing. And it's like, well, yeah, Colin is saying, obviously, we have a plan. We're not, you know, we're not going to make you relive the trauma of Fallen Kingdom and the Brachiosaur, which I think is really smart. I feel like to really distinguish Camp Cretaceous from the movies, I don't think we need to necessarily go through beat for beat what's happening in the other sequels. I think what made, and if you haven't checked out my Camp Cretaceous Season 3 spoiler review with Krista Moskowitz, go listen to that. But yeah, I just think, you know, what made Season 1 and 3 really interesting were the moments when it intersect. If it was just copying the whole time, I don't think it'd be interesting. So I'm glad Colin is, you know, thinking along those lines as well. And then, of course, talking about Season 4 and beyond, nothing has been, you know, officially renewed for Season 4. But obviously, you know, Colin says here, basically, we have a plan. Things are happening. So it's just one of those weird, like, negotiation contract press reveal things where it's like, you know, I think it's just more of like a good taste thing. It's like, okay, now that it's proven it's done well, we can admit that we're working on another season. But obviously they were working on a season 2 before. I mean, after season 1, they're like, I don't know if there's going to be more. And it's like, clearly we've gotten 3 seasons in less than like a year and a half or something. No, less than a year. Camp Cretaceous only premiered last September. That's wild. So if I'm a betting man, we're going to get a Camp Cretaceous Season 4, I think, by the end of the year. Who knows how many seasons total, but let me know what you think. Again, let me know if you're loving Camp Cretaceous. Let me know if you hope to see Season 4 by the end of the year. Let me know if you want it to tie more into Dominion, tie more into Fallen Kingdom, those sorts of things. And then, yeah, that's basically it for that article. I'll put a link, obviously, in the show notes, as I do everything. I just wanted to mention really quickly that Brenna and I, a.k.a. Bonnie Puns, a.k.a. Beeksels, went to Margaritaville today, which was super fun. It was one of the first days. I believe it was the first day or one of the first weeks that it's been reopened at Universal City Walk. So that was just very exciting because Margaritaville obviously is in Jurassic World and in Fallen Kingdom, and Jimmy Buffett has a cameo as the margarita guy in Jurassic World, and he also plays a pilot in Congo. But yeah, to me, Margaritaville is, you know, in the web of Jurassic, Margaritaville is, also the pteranodons at the end of Fallen Kingdom are in Vegas, and there's a Margaritaville in Vegas. So Jimmy Buffett to me is as, and Margaritaville fit in that whole web as much as anything else as far as like related to Jurassic goes. So it felt really good to just sit down, grab a margarita, and yeah, just hang out. So yeah, again, like, I'm so glad Universal's reopened, and apparently they have a new beer that I have to try. So anyway, let me know if you are excited for the Velocicoaster, which, you know, I'd be itching to get back to Orlando. I've only been once, but I would love to go see the Jurassic area at Universal, because the only time I've been was when I was a kid before there even was a Jurassic ride at Universal in Orlando. So yeah, I hope to get out there sometime. All right. Well, I'm just going to wrap up by talking a little bit about what I have planned for Jurassic June. Again, there's some other things happening. Just follow See Jurassic Ride on Twitter. Follow me at Stephen Ray Morris on Twitter. Just go check out Anyone and Everyone Jurassic, because yeah, everyone is doing something really cool this month. I'm doing a lot of hand motions right now. And there might be Jurassic World Evolution 2 might be announced, because there's some, you know, E3, and then there's a gaming convention thing happening. There's new Lego sets that have, Claire and Owen with the Camp Cretaceous kids, which is really cool, but they seem pretty expensive. And yeah, so with that out of the way, yeah, let's talk about Jurassic June. So, you know, obviously this year was I kind of took a little hiatus for a while, and I think it was well needed, and trying to figure out what, because ever since season one, I feel like I haven't been quite sure how to do this podcast, other than that I just obviously want to talk about all these things related to Jurassic and dinosaurs. So yeah, I think I mentioned it either in the last one or the one before the Swift Bites before that, but I really want to just do kind of focus series, kind of like the science series. I think that was so fun, and it just was so well received, it seems, overall, that I want to just keep doing things like that. So I'm happy to announce that I'm going to just take it back to basics. And so I talked to my really good friend, Omar Najam. He has been on this podcast before a bunch. We did a really fun episode where we just threw out the most silliest wild predictions, which included a Fast and the Furious and Jurassic crossover like over a year ago. So we called it, but Omar is one of my like oldest Jurassic friends. I mean, it was truly how we were introduced in college. It was just like, hey, Omar, meet Steven. Steven, meet Omar. You guys love Jurassic Park. You have to talk. And yeah, we've been really good friends ever since. And so again, that idea of me just wanting to kind of get back to basics, just talking Jurassic and just really, you know, remembering why I love this stuff and how it has impacted my life in positive ways. Basically, Omar and I sat down and had a conversation about the three original Jurassic Park movies, Jurassic Park, The Lost World Jurassic Park, and Jurassic Park 3. It is just that. It is just hanging out, having a good conversation. They were so fun and just very, yeah, it just, they were oddly cathartic in a way. I felt like they were very much needed. So basically, Monday is when the Jurassic Park episode will come out, and then basically the Mondays after that for June. So the 7th, the 14th, and the 21st will all be Jurassic Park, The Lost World, Jurassic Park 3. I haven't figured out a title for this series, Conversations with Omar or something like that. But then on Fridays, I will be doing for the Swift Bites, obviously any news, Dominion trailer, anything like that. Obviously, I'll be keeping up with all that stuff, but I've had so much fun this week just posing really fun questions on Twitter. So like for Jurassic Park, like what makes Jurassic Park so special that there hasn't been a better dinosaur movie ever made? I mean, you could argue Land Before Time is a you know, equally compelling movie and a great movie. But, you know, I think generally people would argue that Jurassic Park is the greatest dinosaur movie of all time. And so everyone's responses have been so fascinating. And then for The Lost World, I know people love The Lost World more than Jurassic Park. So I got to hear a lot of great responses from people who love The Lost World, you know, more dinosaurs and, you know, the wild and the, you know, the more like adventurous, fences down kind of vibes, you know, nothing is predictable sort of thing about Lost World. And then for Jurassic Park 3, you know, I talk a lot, and Brennan and I have talked a lot about how Jurassic Park 3 is essentially missing 30 minutes, you know, compared to Jurassic Park and The Lost World is, you know, because those movies are 2 hours, whereas JP3 is 90 minutes. And so I got to hear a lot of interesting responses from people, you know, saying what they would fill those 30 minutes up with, you know, more stuff to do with InGen, get Wu on there, kind of take those DPG website elements and put them in this. I mean, it's a pie in the sky kind of responses. And I also asked if all the other Jurassic movies could have dream sequence moments like Alan, what would those be? And so on the Swift Bites, I'll just be reading people's responses from social just because they are just so good. And I have to share them with all of you because, yeah, it just has been so fun all week, just like posting those things and just seeing what people have said. And then finally, on the last week of Jurassic June, I will be, because I was reminded that I wrote a book about Jurassic Park called Molding a Jurassic Universe, which was a collection of essays published by Thought Catalog in 2015. And it was essentially my chance to write about the Jurassic Park trilogy at the time because it came out before Jurassic World. And it was sort of the last time I could think about those original movies without any knowledge of Jurassic World. The sort of second quarter of the book, I started to watch materials from the trailers for Jurassic World, but hadn't seen it yet. So there was an element of like predicting and kind of just thinking about thematically, like where this franchise could go. So I, again, it totally didn't hit me until the other week that this book that I wrote came out 6 years ago. So basically I'm just going to go through it and just, see if any of these predictions worked out, if these things thematically carried through or if I was completely off base. I don't know. I think it should be fun, but basically, yeah, I just really wanted to get back to basics, back to my roots and really just, you know, why I'm here in the first place, which is to talk Jurassic Park with all of you. And yeah, I'm just so thankful for everyone's support and patience and all that good stuff. And I just looked down and I realized my coffee cup is my Alan Grant coffee cup that says it's a dinosaur. And there's also a Minion on my desk. So with that, that's it. Let me know what you're doing for Jurassic June. I'm really excited to start posting these interviews with Omar and with some special new artwork from Abigail Irvin Penner, who obviously did the original See Jurassic Right logo, as well as my Star Wars Pod Book Club podcast, Everything But the Movie. And she did a special logo for the Science series. And so when I told her I was doing this, I was like, I would love to have some original riffing, remixing of the See Jurassic Right logo for these special episodes. So stay tuned for that. Follow me at Steve Ray Morris on all the things, SJRPod on Twitter, See Jurassic Right on Instagram. And as always, hold on to those butts. I'll see you very soon. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.